up, y'all? It's Cartoon in the Place. I'm sure some of y'all probably noticed this scar I got on the back of my head, so what I'm gonna do is end all of the speculation as to how I got it, you know what I mean? Share a little piece of my experience with y'all, you know? So, here we go. Listen to the words, yo. July 13th, 1998, celebrating my birthday, but still I didn't feel so great. My equilibrium was off and I was mad tired, head hurting, feeling out of it and uninspired. At first I didn't pay it any mind, cause everybody gets a little headache from time to time, right? I figured I'd shake it off and keep it moving, but as time went on, I noticed my situation wasn't improving. On my face I kept a frown, because it got to the point where I couldn't keep any food down. Sometimes I would lose the feeling in my hands, couldn't keep it together for nothing, so I had to cancel my plans. On the surface I was cool, taking it in stride, but all the while on the inside I was petrified. My parents could no longer presume, that's when my dad said, get in the car, we're going to the emergency room, you know? So basically, I'm sitting in the back seat of my car thinking, what in the world is going on with me, man? I've never felt this way in my life. I'm wondering if somebody done put a root on me or something. I'm bugging out. I'm just like, yo, somebody better have some answers for me, for real. Word. Listen. Yeah. So now I'm praying God will keep me from harm. Laid up in a hospital bed with an IV in my arm. I can't begin to explain my aggravation. Surrounded by doctors, but no one can give me an explanation as to what was going on up in my body. I'm constantly hearing words like maybe, possibly, and probably. The doctors were ready to tell me goodbye. That's when my mama said, not until he gets an MRI. That's when the doctor saw it. A hemangioblastoma on my brain, fixing to put me in a permanent coma. I just cried thinking I was in the last of my days. I had a grandfather and uncle who passed away from the same exact thing, so I never got to meet him. And now I'm thinking it won't be long before I greet him. Never doubting the word of a physician, but if I gotta choose, I'll always go with mother's intuition. Yeah. So basically the doctors were ready to release me and deal with me on an outpatient basis. My mom was like, oh hell no, y'all better look in that boy's head. I'm having headaches and they never think to look at my head. How real is that? So I was real close to being a medical mishap, you know what I mean? Guess that's why they call it practicing medicine. Anyway, yeah. So as soon as my parents knew the deal, they got on the wire. Had the word spreading like wildfire. I'm talking about from Virginia to Delaware, New York to St. Croix. People sending the prayers that God will smile on their baby boy. Basically, it wasn't my decision to make. I couldn't die, simple as that. Make no mistake, I had my whole life ahead of me. And I'd be remiss if I wasn't around for mom, my dad, and my little sis. My procedure went according to plan. Some people don't make it through surgery, but here I stand, and I can't complain. Life's been good to me thus far, and I keep a fresh cut around my surgical scar. Went back to school, finished it, and got my degree. All on the strength of the fact that my people prayed for me. You were there to hold me down through all the pain and the strife. That makes twice that I owe you my life. Mom, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I love telling this story, you know what I'm saying? It's my testimony, straight up. So I don't ever want to hear anybody tell me what God can't do, straight up and down, you know? Feel good, really feels good, where I need to be, you know what I mean? Here for a purpose, straight up, peace and love. J. Rawls, what up? Medicinal music, y'all, it's medicinal. What up, Tone? I see you. Peace.